Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
Second parsha in the book of Shemot, Vayera. We find Moshe Rabbeinu depressed, and justifiably so. God tells him, I'm going to take you out of Egypt, go to Pharaoh, we'll stick it to him, we're going, right? And he comes to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh says, go jump in the lake, go jump in the Nile.
Right.
I'm not interested. And not only that, he makes it worse. He worsens the conditions of the slavery. And more Jewish people are destroyed. More Jewish children are cemented into the walls. So Moshe complains to God. And God answers him. Listen, he says, I miss Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov because they never complained. No matter what happened, they never complained. They never asked why. And here, you ran into rough weather. I didn't tell you how it was going to happen. I didn't tell you it was going to be easy. I didn't tell you, the Palestinians are going to over and lie down dead for you. I never told you any of those things. I have my plan, so to speak, and you don't understand it. You're never going to understand it. So you got to roll with the punches. And don't come complaining to me. You have to believe in me. You have to do what I say. You have to have my value system. And you have to have faith. And I tell you that it'll be better and that you're going out. It will be better and you will go out. But I have no room for complaints. And I think part of the great problem of people of all faiths and of all spectrum across all religious barriers is that basically we're nudniks. We're complainers. And the Torah didn't want us to be complainers. If you'll see it in our prayer service, we say, we thank God. So the rabbis say, Ma yitonein odom chai? Why should a living person complain? So the Talmud says, Dayo shu chai. It's enough that you're alive. What else do you want? But people complain, and our nature is to complain. But if we train ourselves not to complain to God, we won't complain to our spouses, we won't complain to our children, we won't complain generally about our lot in life. Because if you're a complainer, then you're always depressed, and there's always a lot to complain about. There always is a lot to complain about. But if you can develop an inner serenity and not complain, so then life is much easier, much more pleasant. And you'd be surprised how problems that looked insurmountable, they melt away somehow. They disappear. And if they don't, so we have to deal with them. And if we can't deal with them, that's also part of life. So that's what God tells Moshe. And that's the reason why the rabbis say the whole story of the Exodus is strung out like this. What does he have to bring? 10 plagues and there's 6 months between and everything. Nuke them. All right, get rid of them now. We can wipe off the paro, and the Jewish people will march out, right? And they'll all sing a tikva, and it's over. That's the way we would make the movie. It's not God's plan. It's all dragged out. We'll see. And people who insist on results now, peace now, Mashiach now, this now, that now. There's no now by God.
Tranquility now.
Yeah, tranquility now, right? There's going to be a... That's not life. The person should appreciate life. And that's what the rabbis meant as well, that the person cannot achieve spirituality unless a person is happy with oneself. Ein ha-shechina shor ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. A person that feels happy with himself, who feels that he's accomplishing, who feels that he's moral, who's able to take things in stride, who has such an inner serenity. I've seen people in my life who've had that serenity. It's an enormous gift, but it's a gift that has to be earned. It's not just given to you. And you have to train yourself. And driving home in traffic is not a good environment for it. But nevertheless, even in such circumstances, we should try and train ourselves not to be complainers and to live in serenity.
Rabbi Beryl Wine.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.